This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The Taliban has confirmed that it has held direct talks with the United States and Qatar this week, finding a negotiated end to the 17-year war in Afghanistan. A Taliban official says the meetings were to lay the groundwork for a future context in the meetings between the Taliban and the U.S. The meetings in Doha came as the Afghan government is considering another unilateral ceasefire with the insurgents during the upcoming festival in August to encourage the Taliban to come to the table for peace talks. Former Archbishop of Washington Theodore McCarrick, who faces sex abuse accusations, has resigned his position as cardinal. That's according to the Vatican Saturday. The Vatican issued a statement Saturday saying Pope Francis had accepted the resignation. McCarrick, one of the Catholic Church's most prominent figures, was accused of sexually abusing a teenager almost 50 years ago when he was a priest. In New York, American church officials determined last month the allegation was credible. There were more allegations of sex abuse and harassment incidents by the cardinal over a period of decades have since been reported. The U.S. economy grew at the fastest pace in about 4 years in the months of April, May, and June. U.S. President Donald Trump said his tax cuts and trade policies helped create the growth.
The continued slide in technology stocks dragged markets lower Friday. Twitter plunged 20.5% on the news that monthly users declined in the second quarter. That followed Facebook's 19% decline on Thursday. Despite gains in banks, phone companies, and makers of consumer products, the Dow Jones Industrial Average, the Standard & Poor's 500 Index, and the NASDAQ all fell to end the week's trading. The Dow lost 76 points to 25,451. The S&P 500 fell 18 points, and the NASDAQ lost 114 points. I'm Mike Rossia.
And this is VOA News. The Kurdish-backed Syrian Democratic Council says after meeting with Syrian government officials that it will work with the government to end 7 years of violence in the country. The SDC said Saturday that both sides, after meeting in Damascus, had agreed to work together to plot a roadmap leading to a democratic and decentralized Syria. This was the SDC's first declared visit to Syria's capital, indicating the interest of Kurdish authorities to open channels of communication with President Bashar al-Assad as the SDC seeks a political accord to preserve their region's autonomy with Syria. U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis says equipment has landed at a base in Turkey to prepare Turkish troops for joint patrols with the U.S. forces in northern Syria, upholding U.S. commitments to its NATO ally, Turkey. Mattis said the training should start in a few weeks. It is unclear when U.S. and Turkish forces would start conducting the joint patrols in Syria once training of Turkey's troops is complete. The United Nations says nearly 200,000 people displaced by 5 weeks of fighting in southern Syria are needed or are in need of humanitarian assistance, but access to them is severely limited. Lisa Schlein reports from the UN in Geneva.
An assault by Syrian government forces and the Russian allies has succeeded in dislodging rebels from most of the territory they controlled in southwest Syria. 5 weeks of airstrikes and barrel bombings have caused more than 182,000 people in the governorates of Dara, Kunetra, and Sweda to flee their homes. The UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs says people are living in dire circumstances and urgently need life-saving assistance. While concern for their well-being is rising, the situation of some 55,000 civilians trapped in a stretch of land near the Golan area is becoming increasingly alarming. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A federal judge in the U.S. state of California says that she will appoint an independent monitor to look into conditions for immigrant children at U.S. border facilities following reports of poor conditions. Meantime, the U.S. Justice Department said in a court filing that more than 1,400 children have been reunited so far, with their family 700 children are still in custody. Under President Trump's zero-tolerance policy, families who illegally crossed into the United States from Mexico were automatically detained. Children were placed in government care facilities, and since then, Mr. Trump signed an executive order rescinding the family separations after a nationwide outcry. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.